some of you are looking for ways to improve and increase your lifestyle, your budget, the amount of money you make and how you make it. You're concerned about your retirement. Am I going to have enough when I retire to cover me and my money doesn't run out before I expire? One of the ways you can do that is through proper investment. You don't just make money, but you let your money make money. And no one is more keenly aware of that than Gary Stroik. He and his partner run a company, and quite frankly, folks, they've been doing it for many, many years. And I want you to get this book, and I want you to read it if you have any interest whatsoever, because I think it's a wonderful way, to learn. They have more than 50 years of experience in research, design, and managing portfolios. So if you don't know anything about it, this may not be the right start, but I want to pique your interest to say, okay, how do I get to that level and learn how to be a wise investor? Gary, welcome to the program. Nice to have you here on Home and Family Finance.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here.
You've been doing this for a long, long time. This is complicated. The average person can't understand it. They won't know what to do. I've heard all of that. Your response?
Well, I think it can be complicated, but there's really what we're talking about, I think, is very, very simple. If you ran a business, if you ran a shoe store, for example, and you invested your time and effort in it, you'd want to make money from that. You'd want to pay your bills with the money. When you own stock, what you're really owning is you're owning a piece of somebody's business. You're owning a piece of you become an owner. And the dividend is just the amount of the profit that that company makes that they send to you as the owner. Now, not all companies do that. Some companies will take those profits and reinvest, maybe to build another store or to buy a competitor or do some other things with the money. But what we like is we like to get that check in the mailbox. We like to have that element of return that you can use to pay your bills and to grow your portfolio or meet whatever needs you have without getting rid of the company, without getting rid of the stock, which, you know, the only way you profit from the rise in the stock price is when you sell the stock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then whatever happens after that doesn't do you any good. So we think it's a great way for people to participate in the growth of a company. If the company grows and becomes more profitable, they tend to raise the dividend, and that helps you keep pace with inflation over time. So it's really very, very simple. Do you want to own a company that you have to sell the benefit from, or do you want to own a company that will send you a check every quarter so that you can help to pay your bills or reinvest or do what you want with the money?
And basically, you're then talking about the difference between growth stock and dividend stock. Is that right?
That's right. Although I think that's a distinction that's a little bit artificial, as many distinctions are. Just because a company pays a dividend doesn't mean it isn't growing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies pay – Apple pays a dividend. Is that a growing company or not a growing company?
Okay. Well said. Okay.
So I don't know that I would say that it's stodgy just because it pays the dividend. But I do think that it's a good idea to send some of that money back to the owners. It has other benefits, too. It enforces a certain discipline on management.
Yeah.
So that they know that, they promise to pay a certain amount of the profit back to the shareholders, and they have to be a little bit careful with the money so they can afford to do that.
So, in effect, you're saying you believe that, as you say in the book, investors should get paid while they wait for stock prices to appreciate, and they should guard their investment capital. That basically is the difference. If you were arguing this, is that, well, why don't you get paid while you're also in a growth situation?
Sure. I think the companies that don't pay dividends are like a baseball card. Maybe it goes up in value, but it's not worth anything to you until you sell it. And then it's only going to be worth what somebody else is prepared to pay. I like the idea of getting paid because I'm an owner of the business.
So when I'm in the business of buying stock or investing, if you will, I have an option to make sure that I know whether a company is a dividend paying company or not. I mean, that's something that I can find out, right?
Yes, very easy. Any newspaper or any company information will tell you. You'll see it indicated as the dividend yield often, which is just the dividend divided by the price.
Okay. Let me stop you there. All about dividend investing. My guest is Gary Stroik. He's going to go deeper into this, folks. I want you to listen and learn. If you don't know anything about this, listen carefully. Buy the book. and then decide how you want to go forward. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Barry, on the Radio America Network. My guest is Gary Stroik. He is the Vice President and Chief Investment Officer of WBI. He is the co-author of a book that's called All About Dividend Investing. And it is so well written and so understandable that of the hundreds of books that I receive every month from people who want me to share their book with you so that you can buy their book, this is one that I think is worth your time. Gary, what is WBI? And then let's get into some terms that we hear, and if you can break those down for us too, okay?
Sure. WBI is a company that manages money for people. We've been doing it for a long time. The WBI was originally, our trade name was Wealth Builders, Inc. That's where the WBI came from. And we have a few websites, WBI Investments and WBI Shares. We manage separate accounts for people, their brokerage accounts, if they're high net worth. We also offer mutual funds, open-end funds, which people are familiar with. And we manage 10 ETFs, a family of 10 ETFs.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question, and I know it's a little bit weird, but here's, who do you not want to read this book?
That's a good question. I can't think of anybody who is interested in investing at all who can't benefit. One of the things we tried to do is include not just about dividends, but how you should think about investing in general, how you should plan, what you should be looking at. Your own personal needs and goals should be an important part of the process. It's not about the investments. It's about the investor. You know, investments do well over time, but investors tend to fail over and over and over again. And so what we try to do is give people the tools they can use to be successful as investors and not be one of the millions of people who give it a shot and then wash out because it doesn't go the way they had hoped.
Okay, and when somebody comes in and you know has a good chance of being successful, you say that's true because they know what?
They're going to follow a process. They've decided what it is they want to do. You know, one of the things we mentioned in the book is if I told you to build a house, you'd want a blueprint. Otherwise, who knows if there's a bathroom or a kitchen or anything
in there,
right? So you have to know what it is you want to build before you start. And I think the people who decide that this makes sense to them, this is the kind of thing they want to do, this is something that they think they could be successful with, and they decide to follow the process, those people are the ones that are going to be successful. The people who change their mind, they hear about a hot stock and they buy that, and then that goes down, so they hear about something else, they try that. Those people, I think, are really facing an uphill battle because they don't really have a plan to succeed.
What you've said makes such sense because the blueprint, in order, though, to you've got to know the rules of the road. You've got to know the lingo. You've got to understand. How difficult is it to understand the lingo, if you will, in the market of investing and trading?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of lingo, and it depends on how deeply you want to get into it. But the really important stuff, I think, is really not that hard to understand. Profits mean you're making money. Sales, revenue means you're selling stuff to people. A stock is your share of an ownership in the business. A bond is money you loan to somebody, and they promise to pay you back. So some of the concepts are actually very, very simple, and it doesn't take a lot of definitions to understand what's really going on here.
Okay.
You know, if you
go ahead.
I'm sorry. If bonds are another way people use them. People use dividends for income. Bonds are another way. But bonds are fixed income. They're called fixed income because whatever you agree to accept, that's what you're going to get no matter what happens at the business unless they go belly up. It's like your mortgage. If you got a raise, your mortgage payment doesn't go up.
Right.
You promise to pay a certain amount, and that's what you're going to pay.
My guest is Gary Stroik. If you liked what you're hearing, and I think you do, folks, you might be interested in this book, All About Dividend Investing. When we come back, I'll tell you how you can reach out to him, and he'll tell you where you can find his book, and we'll talk about some other things that I think might be a great introduction for you, especially now as you look toward 2016 and decide, hey, how are we going to increase our income and our earning? This is Home and Family Finance. That's what we're all about. We'll be right back. Right now, we stay with Gary Stroik. His book, All About Dividend Investing. Gary, analyze the potential market today. Are people looking more to invest? Are they more aware of the possibilities from your perspective?
Well, I think people are aware. I think they're a little bit gun shy now. You know, we've had some tough markets. We had the S&P fall by 50% or so a few years back, and some people lost a lot of money. And so I think that it's important for, you know, what you find is people say, well, is this the right time to get started?
Right.
And I think that it's always you the number one thing that could increase your wealth is a time machine, so you go back and start sooner. There are ways to invest. You invest systematically over time, have a regular savings plan. You get the effect, and if you're using dividends, you can use the benefits of compounding and something that's called dollar cost averaging. When you buy the same dollar amount every month, you buy more shares mm-hmm. when prices are low. So you're actually buying at a discount. So it's a great way to start, invest systematically. You know, one of the reasons we called the easy way to get started is the subtitle for the book is Get Started.
Get Started.
You know, the biggest mistake people make is I'll wait for some better time. There's no better time than today.
Well, the other part.
Maybe yesterday.
Yeah, and the other reason some people don't is that there are some companies say, okay, you got to have X number of dollars before we'd be interested in – you know, is there some kind of level that you have to reach before you should jump into this?
No, I think that problem's been solved. ETFs sell for $10 each, $20, $25. You can get started with very, very little money today.
Okay, there you go again, Gary. ETF. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know, but please, go ahead.
An ETF stands for Exchange-Traded Fund. It's a kind of mutual fund that trades all day on the stock exchange, just like a stock, but it's actually a mutual fund, just like the mutual funds you're familiar with from, you know, that have been around since the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pooled investment account. You can pick something that invests in dividends if you buy my argument that this is really a good way to go. And for very little money, you can get started. You can also start with a single share of a dividend-paying company. Many of the dividend-paying companies have dividend reinvestment plans where you say, well, use my dividend to buy more shares of your company. And they'll buy fractional shares of their company and keep it in an account for you so it can grow over time. So I don't think that if you have more than $10 and access to a discount brokerage account, you can get started, and you can get started right away.
And if I want more information from you or others, where do I go to get to learn?
I would go to our website, wbiinvestments.com. And you can find all the information about what we do. There's information, a link to the book. There's information to some of our other websites where we discuss our mutual funds and our family of ETFs. So if you're interested in that kind of thing and you want to see what we're mm-hmm. doing, come to our website, wbiinvestments.com.
And, folks, the book is written just like Gary sounds, friendly, caring, and involved. It's called All About Dividend Investing, The Easy Way to Get Started. Gary, thanks for taking time to join us. I know this is very basic for you, but it's basic for everybody initially. That's how you get started, right?
Well, I appreciate your including me in your family of listeners.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk to our military family precisely, but it's for all of us. You know what I'm talking about. This is Home and Family Finance. Happy Thanksgiving, folks.